Is the UK on the brink of military action in the Middle East? David Cameron says Britain will use everything in its armoury to squeeze the terror group Islamic State out of existence. The Prime Minister has been hosting the NATO summit in South Wales, where world leaders have been discussing how to deal with the group in Iraq and Syria. Speculation has been mounting that the UK will launch airstrikes, with the Prime Minister refusing to rule it out. Let's hear what he has said.
What is required is not some Western intervention that leaves others in the region to pick up the pieces. What is required is action on the ground from the Kurds, from a new Iraqi government, from the neighbouring states. There is a role that countries like Britain and America and others can play, arming the Kurds. We're helping the Iraqi government. We're flying missions over Iraq.
Well, is it time to get involved, or is doing nothing more dangerous? Bishop Stephen Lowe is with me this morning, our commentator. Morning to you, Bishop.
Morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good to talk to you. The Craigavon Ulster Unions Councillor Doug Beattie's with us. Morning, Doug.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. You're a captain in the Royal Irish Regiment. You served in the Middle East. You won a Military Cross. What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think David Cameron's words are pretty right. We do need to do something. We do need to intervene. Airstrikes would help in the short to medium term. But just arming people in the region is not necessarily just the right thing to do. Just arming the Peshmerga and the Kurds without having some sort of balance where we keep an eye on and keep a check on them isn't the right thing to do. We may have to provide trainers in that region. But what I would say is this: we do not want to get embroiled in a conflict there. We do not need Western forces deploying to that region. This is a regional problem, and we must support the regional forces in dealing with this issue.
Stephen?
I don't quite go along that, just saying it's a regional problem, because where you see genocide taking place in the world, and there's no doubt that the Islamic State is committing acts of appalling genocide, then there is a moral case for actually saying some intervention should take place to protect ordinary civilians who are being innocently executed because of their religious faith. Now, we can't just stand by and let that happen, but I do agree that we have to be far more sensitive in terms of intervention than we were the last time we intervened in Iraq. I was somebody who protested and was very angry about the previous intervention in Iraq. This time we have to build up coalitions, as has just been said, and we have to make sure that there is a strong Iraqi government, which has Sunni as well as Shia representation in it, before we go in on their side to assist them in destroying the Islamic State. But the other big question, which I haven't heard any discussion of yet, is whether or not we go in as allies of or in some way involved with the Syrian government, because it's no good simply being involved in airstrikes in Iraq and supporting the Kurds in their attacks on IS in Iraq, if we don't actually recognise the principal basis for IS are in Syria. Are we prepared to go in to get into bed with them?
And you can't, Doug Beattie, have sensitive airstrikes, can you? So what would actually result in?
Well, you can't have sensitive airstrikes. You know, when you go down the road of having airstrikes, you have to take all the consequences that go along with it. And listen, Stephen, I crossed the border into Iraq in 2003. I remember driving up through Al-Madina, Al-Kurna, and into Al-Amara, and the people cheering us and throwing flowers at us and giving us water. And it was like a liberation. See, a month later, those same people would have cut my head off. Now, that's exactly the same if we go in now in force into that region. And I say region, I don't say Iraq, I say into that region. If we go into that region now and fix their problem in the short term, in the long term, it will just turn on us. We need to support the forces there. And when I say it's a regional problem, I say it's regional forces that need to be dealing with this. Forces from Jordan, forces from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Iraqi forces, the Peshmerga, Kurdish, Turkish forces. These are the people who we must arm and the people who we must help to deal with this.
So you think the UK should stay out of this?
No, I don't think the UK should stay out of this, and we're not staying out of this. We're doing humanitarian aid. What I'm saying is that we can't take the lead on this. Western forces going into that melting pot of a region will only make the situation worse. We have to send in isolated groups, possibly, to help train forces, to help arm forces, and a limited air campaign to support those forces. But we do not want to get embroiled with a massive influx of Western forces.
Maybe, Bishop Lowe, it's reached the point where airstrikes are a necessary evil.
Well, I think I go down that road of saying yes, but only if we have built up, as Emma's actually saying, partnerships with other people. And I think we also have to be aware as well that the Kurds aren't necessarily regarded as friends of some of the other potential allies in the Middle East, because the Kurds have their own agenda in terms of a Kurdish state, which is not welcomed in other parts of the Middle East. But it is such a complex problem that I'm really glad, dare I say it, that Obama and Cameron and others are going into this one very slowly indeed and making sure the diplomatic negotiations are taking place on the ground. But I don't think we can stand by and just see the sort of genocide that IS is actually undertaking without recognising that we must give some support, both militarily through airstrikes and on the ground in terms of arming and supporting other groups to actually make sure that IS is pushed back and ultimately destroyed.
OK, listen, we'll leave it there. Bishop Stephen Lowe and Captain Doug Booty, thank you very much